Tomorrow's News Today.
And 45th day of the return of the Trump administration. The first 4 or 5 months were just stellar. I was beside myself. If you actually analyze the policy and what was getting done, the people that don't understand policy, that are lightweights, were attacking me and saying that I was this worshiper of Trump and that I was sycophantic and that he was horrible and it was terrible. But I was secretly being paid by the administration to do this? No, I was getting everything I wanted in 30 plus years on air, dismantling the globalist anti-human New World Order. And then they ran off Elon Musk, Doge stopped the corruption being ferreted out, basically went from overdrive to 2 miles an hour. And the neocons all swooped in and started saying, we need to purge the Republican Party of these evil anti-Israel people. That means anybody that's against a new world war. And it just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And then now Trump comes out with this giant attack on myself and on Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, the four horsemen. And now Mark Levin's calling for us to be basically purged off the air. And it's Netanyahu's 8-front war to shut down opposition. And you've got all these different operatives, like the head of the ADL saying a month ago, we need to use the same tactics of the pagers. He says this. In fact, get that clip, please. We need to use the same tactic of the pagers against people in America that say Israel started this war. I'm like, what? You did start it. I mean, it's just crazy town. Israel under Netanyahu is so villainous now and just trying to start a fight with everybody and calling everybody Nazis. And it's just summoning a major clash of civilizations. So I really needed Trump to succeed. I really want to win the midterms. I really want to salvage this. But I'm not stupid. You think I care about CNN reporting on me and stuff? I mean, I used to be attacked 10 times worse all over the news. It means nothing. People go, oh, he's doing this because he wants attention. Trump, like, Jones doesn't get the attention. That's why he's doing this. It's like we're in junior high or something. No, Trump, you talked about wiping out a whole civilization and never to return and blowing up water treatment plants and ground troops and all this delusional crap and the neocons, Israel lobby, all over the place saying, let's use nuclear weapons right now. And we know that's on the table, was being pushed. This is absolutely end of the world, cuckoo town, madness of King Lear stuff. I say what I believe is right and what is accurate and what needs to be done. And I am just completely horrified by all of this. And sure enough, the drums are beating to come after. That's what the neocons are saying. I have stacks of news articles here where they're saying that we need to arrest everyone who's getting foreign money. And so the neocons are saying, arrest all these influencers. They're getting Qatari money with no proof. I'm sure some are. There's all sorts of money out there. I've never gotten any foreign money or any domestic money from government or groups. And then, of course, then the other, quote, influencers counter back. Oh, well, a lot of you get money from Israel, which they do on record. Salem's owned by Israel, Israeli government, basically. While their hosts run around saying, arrest everybody. You know, they started this. And it's just like, oh, let's arrest everyone. We're back to Russiagate now, but now it's Qatargate. I mean, it is just a wild, crazy, insane time to be alive. But at the heart of this is Melania Trump's speech yesterday contradicting President Trump when he said Epstein's a hoax. That's why he went on a crazy posting bender with diversionary stories to distract from that. I think there's a very good chance, just like Melinda Gates left Bill, that that's about to happen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.